Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, our Redeemer, and Sanctifier on this beautiful morning. We pray that you are enjoying worship in your homes. We miss you here at Lutheran Church of Honolulu. This story, this resurrection story, is one that is so familiar to us that we sometimes forget all of its nuances. In Matthew's version of the resurrection, things are a little different. Who arrives at the tomb? Who gets told about it? How that stone even gets rolled away is a little different in Matthew than in some of the other Gospels. In this morning's reading, Matthew says that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. There's no mention of spices or preparing the body for burial. They're just going to see the tomb, and suddenly, as they were there, there's a great earthquake. And an angel of the Lord, it says, descended from heaven and rolled back on the stone. And as if in a sign of finality, the angel sits on it. His appearance was like lightning, Matthew says. His clothing fuller white. And in the Greek it says that the guards shook with fear and became as if they were dead. But the angel turns to the two women who have come to see Jesus and says to them in a kind of construct that is a double positive, you there, you don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Put yourself in their shoes. The earth has just shaken. An angel has come down like lightning from above, burst aside the stone, sat down on it. The guards who had been sent there by the state to make sure that no one believed in the resurrection of Jesus are trembling in fear to the point of being dead. And that's the message. Don't be afraid. He is not here, the angel says to the Marys and to us. The tomb is empty, they see. Well, as I look around this morning, you can see that, except for a few of us, the church building is empty. When I was looking for photos to use for Good Friday service, I went through a bunch of photos over the years that we've taken from the time that we've arrived here in 2007 of Easter Triduum, of Easter morning, Easter Vigil, Good Friday, and looked through all of those pictures with streams of people coming through the door. The church building full of people. And I could hear your chatter, your joy. I could hear the little conversations that always happen during the prelude that annoy some of you so much. I could hear all kinds of things as I looked through those photographs. And then this morning, it is empty. The flowers are here. The choir is here. Marcus is helping with the cameras. Jeannie's pointing me to the right camera to look at any given moment. But you are not here. The building is empty. The tomb is empty. This morning, the tomb is empty, and I rejoice. The tomb is empty, but the church is full up. bursting at the seams. You are not here, you are there, and yet Christ is risen. The tomb is empty, the building is empty, but the church is full up, for Christ has risen from the grave. This building may be empty, but the church is full up with people in Hawaii, in California, in Oslo, in Ohio, in Virginia, and Arizona, all over the place, even the Canary Islands. The tomb is empty, and yet the body of Christ rises this day. There was some chatter on the national news earlier this week, wondering if Easter would be canceled since the churches could not come together. Probably the same conversation that the disciples were having in the upper room as the two Marys came down to look at the tomb. I could see them in their upper room wondering, has everything we've tried to accomplish, everything we thought we would be, has it come to an end? How will we meet without Jesus? How will we continue to be without Jesus, who was killed in our very midst? I could hear Thomas and the others saying, "Our Lord is in the grave." But the Marys will come back with good news. The angel says, "Go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. This is my message for you." And so they left with fear and great joy, just as we have this morning. And Jesus meets them in the garden and says, "Greetings." And they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. And he said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Out of the despair in the upper room, those who follow Jesus find tomb is empty. Jesus rose before his disciples and before us, ahead of us, leading us into the light. So you see, the tomb is empty, but the church is full. The tomb is empty, but our hearts are filled. Our minds explode with the reality of Christ's presence. That is our one hope. The tomb is empty, but the body of Christ lives. That is our joy. The tomb is empty, but the body of Christ lives. That is our joy. That Christ goes ahead of us, draws us into one another, though we are far apart. This building may be empty, but the church is full. Christ is risen.